I'm speaking to Rahana Eli, who is 17 and a college student who's part of an occupation of Birmingham City Council. Rahana, how many of you are there?
Well, we have around about 50 people in the main hall. We've occupied one room. Then we have 30 people in the reception downstairs. And we have 60 outside, and the numbers are still growing.
And how did you get into the building?
And we basically started off from a march from Waterlands. We walked our way up into City Council. The police really didn't know where we were going, but we all started running in basically. But when they got control, they stopped people from getting in and stopped people from going upstairs. That's why we're splitting three sections.
Okay. And are they letting you out if you want to get out?
If you want to get out, you have to be escorted by the police. They have to escort you all the way out. You can't even go to the toilet. It's ridiculous. If you want to go to the toilet, then you have to get out. You're not allowed to stay in.
And what's the purpose of the occupation? What are you hoping to achieve through this?
Well, we just want to send a message to Nick Clegg and David Cameron. Education is a right. It's not, a privilege. Yeah, it's not a privilege. All need it. It's not just for the upper class. We all can't afford it. I don't understand how 27 grand is going to make anything better. It's just going to put everyone else in debt.
And the proposed increases in tuition fees, do you think that would affect your own plans to go to university?
It would. I'm not even joking. It really would. I personally did think that 3 grand was quite a big increase. 9 grand a year. It's ridiculous. I wouldn't go to university. I really wouldn't.
That would put you off entirely.
It really would. I'm actually thinking of different ways of still getting qualifications without getting a degree, which is practically impossible, but I can't afford the fees.
And, I mean, to go back to the protest, how long are you prepared to stay in the council building for?
For as long as it takes. Media here, we want the council here, we want to send...
Provisions? I mean, could you be there for a few days?
Well, everyone's bought their own food. We're pretty settled, so yeah, we have.
Okay, so you're pretty set up. And, I mean, what's the next step? Have you issued any demands or anything like that?
Yeah, we've issued a demand, which basically asks for those simple things. We've even asked if we could go to the toilet by ourselves without the police next to us. That has to be one of our demands. How ridiculous is that?
Yeah. And what about the other demands? What specifically are you asking for until you to move?
We want to speak to, I think, a politician is in charge, speak to him. We want media coverage here, and we just want the police to stop leaving us alone. We want to protest peacefully, but it looks like they really want to fight, and we don't want to do that.
Okay, and just finally, Rahana, you're 17. How old are, what's the average age of the people who are in there?
Well, I'm the only college student here, really, because not everyone knew about it. The majority of people here are mainly university students.
Okay, and what was the, what kind of provoked you, not provoked, but what inspired you to do this? And you read about Peterborough?
I've been reading all about the London ones and the ones all around the city, and Birmingham really hasn't had a real protest, so I really wanted to get involved, you know, make a stand, make a point, say, hey, Nick Clegg, we haven't forgot. He's a sellout, it's simple as that, and I wanted to make a point.
Okay, well, thanks, Rahana. I'll speak to you later.